This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Dara Torres has joined us on Sports Byline. You certainly know that name because she is the first swimmer from the United States to compete in five Olympics, and she's won 12 Olympic medals. And, of course, she has a wonderful inspirational memoir out called Age is Just a Number. Dara, I was thinking this afternoon, when you take a look at all that you've accomplished in swimming over the so many years, when you look back upon it and reflect on it, what impresses you the most about what you've been able to do?
I think it's more so the lessons I learned from swimming. And, you know, I feel like you learn a lot about dedication, about sacrifice, about hard work. And it's amazing how it trickles out into your everyday life. And that's just some lessons that are just so valuable that it's hard to learn on your own. You know, it's the experiences in life that teach you that.
When you take a look at the age that you've accomplished some of those, and that's been beyond the age of 40, what does that tell us about the ability to accomplish things, especially in a competitive sport or a competitive nature that maybe we didn't know before?
Well, the first thing is like my book title is, you know, age is just a number. You just don't put an age limit on your dreams. And that's the first thing that I think sort of got me through everything, is I didn't think about my age. But, you know, there are days where you have your tough days and you feel like you're climbing up a hill. And I think the biggest lesson I learned was try not to do what the 20-year-olds do as far as training goes and stuff. You really have to listen to your body, let your body recover. It's just much different. I mean, my mentality at first was like, gosh, you know, how am I going to do this? If I don't do what they're doing at 20, how am I going to make an Olympic team at 41? And it's very simple. You listen to your body.
Does that mean you kind of control yourself mentally? You use what they have done as something to motivate you instead of compare yourself to it?
Exactly. You know, I mean, obviously you want to be competitive with them when you set up on the blocks, but it's sort of an inspiration being able to be in there with them and just racing them in practices and learning that you just can't push yourself like you did when you were that age.
Then what happens when you are able to win something like you've won either a medal, a gold, silver medal? Is it make it more satisfying because you've been able to do it against younger people?
You know, that really isn't, I guess it just wasn't a concern with me, you know. It was something that, you know, when you stand up on the starting blocks and you dive into the pool, the water doesn't know your age. So when I'm in there swimming against them, I don't think, oh my gosh, I'm swimming against these young kids, or, you know, I'm swimming against a child whose parents are younger than me, you know. It's just, you don't really think about it. The times I really notice it, actually, is when we're at training camps or you're in the dining hall in the Olympic Village and you see these kids and you realize you're just so much younger than them and you feel like you're hanging out more with the coaches and the trainers than you are with the kids.
Do you think you're an intimidating factor, though, to the younger athlete? And what I mean by that, it's a little bit like boys competing against girls in sports, and a lot of the boys are afraid that if they get beat by a girl, then they're going to get teased and everything. And I'm just wondering whether having somebody that's in their 40s competing against them and maybe getting beaten by them can be an intimidating factor.
You know, I guess it might be. I think it's more so the fact that I have the experience and I've been there before and I know what to expect. You know, people made such a big deal about my age, and it's true. I mean, it's tough, and when you're a little bit older, to go through the process of doing what you did when you were 20, but you learn, like I said, from your experiences and you listen to your body. But I guess it's more so an intimidating thing for the kids, knowing that I've been there before and I know what to expect.
You know, that's a very interesting point, because I've said many times on the program when I'm talking about baseball, I said there's a time when a pitcher is a pitcher instead of being just a thrower, meaning that they've matured in their athletic style and their pitching style as well. And I'm just wondering whether that applies to swimming as well. I mean, you can't push the clock ahead on experience. So what does experience give you that it might not give somebody who is much younger?
Well, the perfect example is walking into a ready room, which is the room where you have to hang out about 20 minutes before you swim. If you're not in that room, you're basically disqualified, and this is at the Olympic Games. And so when you walk in there, you can hear a pin drop. It's so quiet and so intense, and all your competitors are in there. And I remember looking around, I'm thinking, wow, that girl over there definitely looks like she's going to throw up. I'm going to beat her, you know. And and it's just, it's one of those things that you just, you realize you know how to handle things. And especially when you have a kid, you realize that this isn't the most important thing in your life. Winning an Olympic medal isn't the most important thing in your life. Your child is. And you just sort of, I guess you just see things differently through the eyes of a 41-year-old than you do through the eyes of a teenager or a 20-year-old.
Let me share a story with you. John McEnroe and I were talking after he had taken his six-month sabbatical away from the game of tennis, and he said he was not the same person. He said it was interesting. Before I had children, he said that's all I would think about is playing tennis and what I had to do with the next shot in the next tournament. He said, but once I had kids, he said, I found that things would seep into my mind when I was out on the court, like, well, one of my kids is sick, and we've got to travel here or travel there. Have you found that to be in effect with you? What have you gone through as an athlete now that you're a mother that you didn't go through before you had your child?
You definitely appreciate things more. You don't take things for granted. You realize that, you know, being at Olympic Games and being there is an incredible experience. But I found that I only stayed one day after the Olympics, and I couldn't wait to get home to my daughter. And it's just, you know, you realize that your priorities are your kids, not you know, your physical activity or your job or whatever it is. Your kids come first. And that, I think, put me a little bit more at ease being at the Olympic Games, knowing that, you know, I just couldn't wait to get back to Tessa, and didn't put sort of the stress on me that I think I would have normally had if I didn't have a kid.
I might point out to everybody, in 2007, that Dara Torres, at the age of 40, just 15 months after giving birth to her first child, she won gold in the 100-meter freestyle at the U.S. Nationals in Indianapolis, her 14th win at these events. And I think about Kim Clijsters being away from tennis for almost 2 years and then just coming back on the scene and winning the Women's U.S. Open Championship. Is there something to be said for having a child and still competing?
Well, you know, I think it's all about listening to your body. And after reading some of her interviews and listening to her interviews, you know, I think it wasn't as easy as she thought coming back. And, you know, your body definitely changes. I think it changes for the good. I know that I was definitely more flexible than I was, you know, before I had a child. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I guess there was always a stigma that once you have a child, you can't go back to the sport you used to be in. And I think that stigma is being lifted now.
Let me ask you a perspective question. Your first Olympics, 1984, 88, 92, 2000, 2008, that's an Olympic career spanning 24 years. When you take a look at those five Olympiads and think about how they've changed and how, not just in swimming, but how competition has changed as well. What thoughts do you have about that, Dara?
You know, it's funny. I think the biggest change, aside from technique, is the equipment and technology. You know, you look back, everyone made so much fuss about the suits now, especially this past year. And I remember when it used to be the less suit, the better, because your skin was faster than any material they had out there. And now they want to cover your body with suit because the suit is faster than your skin, the suit material. So it's just funny how technology has changed. You know, stroke has changed a little bit and to become more efficient than you were, you know, way back when. And there's been a lot of changes. And it's amazing to see the changes in the Olympic Games and what it was like, you know, my first Olympics back in 84 and what it was like this time around. It's just, I don't know, I guess I just appreciated it more, and I might have taken it for granted a little bit when I was 17 years old.
What was the reaction to your memoir, Age is Just a Number?
I've had great reaction. You know, I really never thought about writing a book, but I had so many people come up to me in between the Olympic trials and the Olympic Games, which is about a six-week break, saying, gosh, when's your book coming out? We want to see how you did this and what you did and what your body went through. And so I just decided to write one after so many people were coming up to me. And I've gotten a great response. I think I've gotten a great response because everyone can relate to it. You don't have to be an Olympic athlete to relate to my book. And I really tried to make it human and wanted people to realize that athletes, even though we're put on a pedestal, are human also. We go through our ups and downs, and, you know, we go through our relatives passing away and jealousy on the swim team. And so there's a lot of things in there that I think the everyday person can relate to, and that's why I wanted to write it. And and wanted it to be a special book that everyone can relate to.
We got about 45 seconds left, but I know in talking to my friend Scott Hamilton, I asked him, how long were you able to enjoy winning your gold medal in figure skating? And he said, not really very long. He said probably about after 30 minutes, he said, I started thinking of other things. How about you?
Yeah, I don't even think about it. I mean, my medals are basically in my safe. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is what you get out of it and the experiences you've had. And I've gotten some great job opportunities. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I talk about age is just a number. One of my sponsors is BP gasoline, and their slogan is to live younger for longer, and they have a challenge out there, a contest, and I get excited about those kinds of things and just sort of sharing my message with everyone.
Dara, I want to thank you very much, and also for the memoir. Again, it's called Age is Just a Number. It is very inspirational. Thank you for sharing the story and giving us some time. Take care, Dara.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
American swimmer Dara Torres with us again, first swimmer for the United States to compete in 5 Olympics. We continue with more of you at America's Sports Talk Show.